Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz.
Yep, time to talk innovation. And of course, the amazing world of technology has really made our lives a lot easier to a certain extent, right? In terms of the access to products, services and tools that we have, and more so, personalization of bespoke solutions that we often require. But when does personalization go a bit too far to such a level that it actually leads from price personalization to price discrimination? And can our devices tell the difference? This is very important because it comes up as many of us use our phones. Look at a quick Google search that you might have had for an item and you might see it come up in ads on other websites. Use Meta or AI on your phones in terms of chat services. And you'll very quickly start to realize that there's a specialized and bespoke approach to how our phones and technology and networks are meeting our needs as individuals. But what concerns do we need to be mindful of? Rhys May is a senior associate in the competition law practice at CDH Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Rhys. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
Good evening, everyone. Fantastic. I'm excited for this conversation. I actually think you have a very fun job looking at and specializing in competition law in particular, because that's really evolved over the last few years, months, and as we continue to see even today. But I'm so intrigued as to how this is, I guess, impacting us as South African consumers, especially given the plethora of products and services that we're able to purchase literally online, from accommodation to tickets, to transport, and the shifts that we've seen in terms of our behavior.
Yeah, 100%. We are seeing that this is, you know, becoming more and more prevalent, and all of our clients are asking, you know, will this have an impact on competition law? And especially considering that our Competition Act, you know, was formed in 1998, it seems like, you know, we're using old language to really regulate all these new exciting technologies that affect us every day.
And this is really relevant because we are seeing an evolution take place essentially. But I guess competition law does also need to speak to the kind of themes around price discrimination. And as you say, our laws are typically set in 1998. Have we seen a strong enough evolution to actually match the concerns that we have at the moment?
Yeah, so on the price discrimination front, it really seems like it is front of mind with the commission. I know they're running a sort of test case now, not with very complicated technological facts. But yeah, it seems like price discrimination, which I guess for all the viewers, well, listeners out there, is just a practice of charging different prices for the same product or services to others in instances where it'll negatively affect competition. So yeah, so it is definitely within the crosshairs of the commission currently.
And maybe let's also just get some clarity on how it is that platforms are able to use AI, our personal data, in order to personalize such pricing, and if even that level of access to information is legal.
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, so what we see their practices, you know, how it's evolved over time is that these big firms, they generate what's called a data profile in every user. So it's using information such as geography, purchase history, and your search data. And then what happens is that they rank you in according to your willingness to pay. So in other words, if you Google for Louis Vuitton shoes, they're like, oh, okay, this person probably likes to splurge. And they'll charge you a price that they think you're willing to pay. And yeah, whereas on the other end of the spectrum, if someone is perceived as not being willing to pay what would be the normal price, they put the price lower to entice you to come and buy. So it's a very different ball game than brick and mortar stores that we, you know, dealt with previously.
And maybe that's also important for us to actually realize is the determination of what makes Google pay a different price to Rhys, right? Because I guess that's where the theme and the understanding of discrimination and the rules to that definition would need to be tested. Are we there yet? Is that considered at all in South Africa?
I don't think we're there just yet, but yeah, the competition authorities seem quite excited to test it out. But the really interesting part of it is that it's not entirely clear whether that would offend competition. Us as consumers, you know, there's some perceived unfairness in it, You know, I would hate to be charged more than someone sitting right next to me Googling the same thing, right? But yeah, but because of that sort of access factor, so in other words, consumers getting access to these goods and paying lower prices, you must sort of weigh that up with, you know, the people buying Louis Vuittons that are now paying a lot more. So it's not abundantly clear that this is, you know, anti-competitive, but it does require a case-by-case analysis.
It definitely does. And this, I guess, further complicates the law because case-by-case analysis, bespoke approaches, various product lines, various target markets, consumer brands, it looks as though the water is becoming even more clogged, more muddied and confusing here, Rhys. So I guess what are the roles and responsibilities we need to be mindful of as stakeholders? Number one, myself as a customer, where I can perhaps contend or question customized pricing or personalized pricing, and the role of the regulators, what shifts we might be seeing there. And I guess for retailers who are still capitalizing on this, how they can try to do so fairly, if it does exist.
100%. Yeah. And unfortunately, this makes my job and my colleagues' jobs just more and more difficult because we advising just sort of in a vacuum and our clients, you know, tell us what they think we want to hear sometimes, which is quite difficult. So, you know, seeing the wood from the trees can be quite tough.
Definitely. Well, it will be interesting to see how this does unfold. And I'm assuming economic perspectives also play an influence during seasonality, demand, which also then does need to be evaluated in these cases.
Yeah, 100%. And this is probably one of the most economic, you know, intensive exercises you could do, especially if, you know, anyone would have to defend something like this to show that, you know, on such a large scale that you targeting each person's data profile and charging a different price would have a negative effect on the market as a whole. You know, I think it's an immensely difficult, you know, it's an immensely difficult assessment that, you know, economists and us struggle with on prices that don't move, never mind the prices that move for everyone, right? So, yeah, it's very interesting.
Definitely. Rhys, we'll leave it there for today. Always appreciate your time, Sam. Thank you so much for alerting us to something that we probably haven't applied much mind to. But next time, I guess we'll be more deliberate about it. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. That's Rhys May, Senior Associate in Competition Law Practice at CDH, Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Helping us understand, next time you Google for accommodation, just ask a friend of yours sitting next to you, opposite you, to do the same. And you might find that there's intriguing nuances to your different algorithms and approaches to purchasing that might lead to a more bespoke approach in terms of pricing. So this is something that does need to be considered. Yes, it might be great at the time when you're getting extreme discounts, but are we really? And how do we define and describe what a great discount would potentially be? So these are themes that we need to be more considerate about and considered in terms of understanding how they impact us.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.